Well, good afternoon, morning, night, evening, whatever time it is. You are listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, an eclectic collection of my vinyl LPs. Classical rock, electric, acoustic rock, rockabilly, punk, new wave, mood music. And I'm burning them to digital for all of you to enjoy out there on cyberspace, right here on Kill Radio, or if you're listening to our podcast later, I'm Brad to the Bone. And today I've got one of my all-time favorites back in 1971. Little progressive rock band, maybe you've heard of them, Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Pictures at an Exhibition, that's right. The original live LP recorded at Newcastle City Hall in Northeast England, that's right. This is a remake, a kind of a creation. They took the classical piece of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition and did an arrangement of the pieces in it. And I just love this stuff. And very creative. Keith Emerson, Carl Palmer, Greg Lake, each getting a section or two that they rearranged, added their own stuff. It is absolutely mind-blowing. You're going to love it. Pictures in an Exhibition. We'll talk more about it at the intermission. Let's get into Side A right now on Brad's Vinyl of Emerson, Lake & Palmer's Pictures in an Exhibition.
Thank you. chalk the tears as dry as stone. From seeds of confusion, illusions, dark blossoms have grown. Even now, in furrows of sorrow, the doubt still is sown. My life's course is guided, decided by limits strong. On charts of my past ways and pathways since I was born. And mingle
the lost dreams and old times. In bright infinite moments, our reasons are lost in our eyes.
Thank you.
Brilliant, I say, bloody chaps. Oh, wow. Almost makes me wish I was English and was there live when this shit went down. Makes my skin, like, get goosebumps. I am Brad to the Bone, and you just finished listening to Side 1 of Pictures at an Exhibition. ELP, Emerson, Lake & Palmer. This is a Mussorgsky classical piece rearranged by Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Each of them doing their own thing and mixing it up there. Promenade we started out with, that's by Mussorgsky, just played as is. Moving into The Gnome, Mussorgsky and Carl Palmer adding some percussion of his own. Coming up next, The Promenade. Back to Promenade with Greg Lake. Some vocals in there, and then moving into The Sage, a nice acoustic piece, Greg Lake singing there, putting his words to Mussorgsky's piece. Then The Old Castle we moved into, that's a Mussorgsky Keith Emerson arrangement with the keyboards coming on real strong. And then moving into a Blues Variation, Emerson, Lake & Palmer classic, doing some classic blues jamming there on the keyboards. Keith Emerson, you can really hear that Moog instrument come in on the Blues Variation there, and oh god, just love this shit, unbelievable cover design. Well, sorry I can't show you the cover design, this is radio, man, you know, what can I say? But hey, go online, check out the photos. I have the original LP, which has the blank pictures posted. There's simply the titles and the frames, and they're blank. But you open the LP, and inside are all the photos by renowned artist William Neal. William Neal, I think, was involved with some of the Tarkus artist work as well, in the Tarkus LP. Particularly the background of the picture at an exhibition called The Hut of Baba Yaga. That background is the Tarkus. It's the Tarkus background, so. Anyways, that was side one. I this is probably my all-time favorite ELP album of all times. And today's show I was dedicating to actually Michael Strobel, an old ELP fan as well. So I hope you're out there listening to Michael. Today's show dedicated to you, because you were the one that brought it up this weekend, that you had, I don't know, gone to the library or something and checked out an old ELP album and said it was outstanding. I think you said Trilogy, also another outstanding work, and you hadn't heard of Pictures at an Exhibition. Shame on you. So go get high, download this, listen to it, and enjoy Side B coming up right now on Brad's Vinyl. Yeah, yeah, yeah! Wow. Really engaging the audience there. And on their encore, preparation of Nutcracker presentation there. Greg Lake engaging the audience. Oh, God. What an LP. Best time LP of all time, in my opinion, of ELP. I am Brad of the Bone. You're listening to Side 2 of Brad's Vinyl. Just finishing up with Emerson, Lake, and Palmer's Pictures at an Exhibition. Starting off with Promenade again, a Mussorgsky piece. Then the Hut of Baba Yaga, Mussorgsky. And an arrangement by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer called The Curse of Baba Yaga. Back to the Hut of Baba Yaga again, Mussorgsky. And then the Great Gates of Kiev. Great Gates of Kiev with Keith Emerson pounding on them keyboards, and the live version of this, you can actually hear the explosion in the background. It's just fucking incredible. Absolutely incredible. They actually blow up the organ into pieces on stage. They have a backup organ, of course, and actually Emerson is famous for performing that way in many of the ELP live shows, including standing behind the piano and playing it backwards from behind, having the piano hoisted into the air and flipping over and over as he's playing it, and then of course blowing up their instruments. That's recreational use of dynamite and explosions in Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. That's right. And yep, so that was a live performance at the Lyceum Theater in London back in December of 1970. The LP actually didn't get released for several years because there was some controversy with the management. They actually the producers wanted to release it in, as a classical LP or something like that. There was a management conflict. And, the record company thought it would sell on their classical music label. And so they fought over it. ELP released Tarkus, I believe, later. And then after that scored so well, the record company backed down and said, all right, we'll just release it under rock and roll label. Manticore Records, or actually Cotillion, this one was Manticore Records, being some one of their other record producers, and I'm continuing to babble. I hope you enjoyed your show today, and that's for you. Brad to the Bone out on Brad's Vinyl. Check us out on killradio.org or download our podcast at radioforall.net. Thanks for listening.